In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Our Lord begins his ministry in Nazareth with the following words from Isaiah 61. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. Everything in our Lord's life and death and life again is bound up in setting us free from the bondage of sin and death. For make no mistake about it, you are held captive by sin and death. You are blind to the mercy of God before your very eyes. You are downtrodden and smushed under the guilt and weight of sin. You are broken. You need a divine reset button. More than that, you need resurrection. Nothing less will do. These words from Isaiah point to the simple reality that God does all things by his word, his only begotten Son in the flesh. Today, this scripture is fulfilled in your ears, Jesus says to them. All of it, erasing the guilt of sin and consoling those burdened by their brokenness, all of it is Jesus' great and mighty work. In fact, the people get this right. They marvel at the gracious words coming from his mouth. Now, I don't know about you, but when I think about something as gracious, I think of someone giving out an extra dessert at dinner. That's gracious. But this is far more than that. It is literally grace words, words of grace. When we talk about our Lord's life and ministry among his people, it is above all a word of grace. God's love for you, his wayward children, comes not because of great deeds or thoughts or feelings for him. No, his great love for you comes to you because that is who he is. He is the grace word who brings that word of grace to the poor and downtrodden, the suffering and in need, the brokenhearted, and those who are just plain broken. But it is strange how hard it is to hear grace words. The people of Nazareth marveled at him until they realized that his grace words weren't only for them. His grace words were for all, not just the Jews. Our Lord reminds them of this in two episodes in the lives of the prophets, Elijah and the widow of Zarephath, and Elisha with Naaman, the Syrian general. In both of these stories, the ones healed were outside of God's chosen people. One of them could have even been considered an enemy. And yet God's grace is extended to them. Why? Why would God do such a thing? They needed it. And God's promises never just stay in one place. Grace words are always moving, always spreading when and where he wills them to go. He is always seeking the lost wherever they may be found. It was at this point that Jesus' homecoming sermon, kind of takes a turn for the worse, doesn't it? When the people heard that God's grace was for those stinking foreigners, in their anger, they drove him out of town and prepared to throw him off a cliff. What is it that angered them so? What angered them was that they didn't have a monopoly on God's grace words. Jesus' ministry of grace went out and it kept going. Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, out, out, out to the uttermost parts of the earth. Those grace words were meant for Nazareth too, and California, and even Fort Wayne. Ultimately, it isn't the law that raises the ire of the people, it is the grace words. God's love for his wayward children is irrational. It is bizarre by every measurable standard. Why would he forgive all of them? Like rebellious children always vying for their parents' attention, mother always loved you best. We limit God. We are afraid that God's love is going to run out and that we'll end up getting the short piece of the grace stick. We still believe that lie of Satan. We cling to that old notion that God is holding out on us somehow. We fear that God's love cannot be for them, whoever they are. And if it isn't for them, is it really for me? But God's love for you will never run out. It is his very nature to love, for he is love incarnate. He gives you a pledge and sign of that love in the grace words of his testament. This is my body, this is my blood, his very love for you, always for you. Your sins are released. Your death has been drowned. Today this scripture is fulfilled in your ears, for you have heard the word of grace delivered to you in your ear and on your tongue. Fix your eyes on Jesus now, for he comes to you. Believe it for Jesus' sake. Amen. And now the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in true faith to life everlasting. Amen.